News is brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Nom Nom Nom.
You're going to wish you were in the snack lane if you're... Where did she say she was heading north towards Shadle, the lady that just called?
And yeah.
Too much construction going north-south.
Yeah, so, I think she was trying to go on Monroe, but couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Sorry.
It does always seem like they're always like, you know, all the ones that are going the same direction are under construction, which it does happen, and it is frustrating. So, yeah, apparently not as easy to go north-south, which normally... Steve, this is a funny joke if you lived here forever. No, I mean, normally north-south is so easy to get to in this area. Now just laugh like you get it. Yeah, thank you.
Was that good?
Yeah, that was great. Thank you. Good luck with the construction. So cone is your keyword for obvious reasons.
That is a very appropriate, Jay.
Thank you.
So, well done.
News also brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
All righty. Speaking of news, here's some for you.
Prove it.
An Ohio bar is banning people under the age of 30... on the weekends, following reports of a fight at their establishment.
They're just done with it? That's hilarious.
So, yeah, this bar outside of Columbus, they've angered some patrons.
That is funny.
Because they go 30 and up Friday and Saturday nights.
They're less likely to fight.
Yeah. I guess what happened was there was a fight that broke out like several weeks ago at this bar. And, yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, we've had enough.
That's funny. So, what's the guy's name, that comedian, Nate Berg? How do you say his last name again?
Oh, I can't pronounce that.
Bargatze or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's something like that.
You've heard his bit of the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, right? You've heard that?
Have you heard that one?
Where he's like, you know, when you're in your 20s, someone calls and says, hey, man, we're going out. And you're like, I'm going. Let's go. We don't care. I don't care where we're going. I don't care how we're getting there or what time we're getting home. Don't even care. In your 30s, people are like, hey, you want to go out? And you're like, well... where are we going? What time are we leaving? Yeah. And I will be driving separately.
Uh-huh.
And then by the 40s, you're like, yeah, I'm not going. I don't even care what it is. I'm in fact, I'm even angry that you asked me to go. I'm not going. I don't care. I don't want to know anything about it.
Mm.
So I mean, it looks like once you're in your 30s, you're probably less likely to fight. So you're not allowed in here if you're going to be a fighter.
But, I mean, that's kind of it's an interesting thing, and obviously a lot of people are not too happy about it.
Yeah, if you're under 30 and you want to go to that bar, sure.
Yeah. Do you think everybody who's 30 and above is, like, super ecstatic about the whole thing now?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, you might actually increase your patronage because there might be people who are like, yeah, I was kind of sick of that anyway.
Yeah. I wonder how long – is that technically – I guess it's legal, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That was my first thought. I'm like, can you ban people based on age? I don't know. It's age discrimination. I'm not sure how that works. I mean, it is your establishment.
Yeah. You have the right not to serve anybody who you don't want to serve.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of weird. Yeah, I guess you do. So, well, good luck to them. They won't sell as much liquor. I can guarantee you that part.
Probably true, but they...
But so, they won't have to replace as many broken chairs. So, you know.
Oh, easy, Jay.
Yeah.
Story number two.
People are saying not only will you hurt your sales, you'll lose your customers as well, but I'm assuming that those people are under 30.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Here's another little beef situation, I guess you could say. A guy from Maine, he won one of the biggest lottery prizes in U.S. history, $1.35 billion.
Okay.
Which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
As you know. And now... he's being sued by his family for breaking a promise to share that money.
He's being sued by his family.
Yeah. Backing out on a promise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so he's not giving them any money? I mean, couldn't you cover it by just going, hey, here's $100. Yeah.
Can I read it's kind of long, but can I read it?
I am curious.
Okay. He's been in a... This is why I'm a little confused by the whole situation because there's a lot of people going on or involved in this. So... maybe you can follow this better than I can.
All right.
He's been in a legal fight with his daughter's mother since November because he thinks she told their family about his win before their daughter turned 18. Uh-huh. Breaking a promise turned 18 in 2032. I don't know. Breaking a promise not to tell anyone. But now the mother, who's suing using the name Sarah Smith, says he's the one who told the family about the win, not her. The man's father agrees with Sarah, saying his son told them about the win and made big plans for the money, even though he didn't ask for any.
And you were confused by that?
Despite this, the man promised to do a lot of expensive things for his family, like building his dad a garage, buying back their family home, setting up a big trust fund, paying for his dad's
medical bills, etc. Don't promise. That's your fault, buddy. You promised people stuff. That was dumb. Suing over it, over breaking a promise, the courts are going to, they don't have time for all that.
Nobody's got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay.
But we're going to start suing people over broken promises. Good luck with that.
I guess. I don't know.
Nobody got time for that.
But the whole thing about he's not using his name, she's going by Sarah Smith, which isn't her name. Then there's a daughter involved and a father and a...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I don't have time for all these people.
I don't have time for all these names and these people who are suing. What a fun family.
I know. Imagine Thanksgiving with these people.
By the same token, build your dad a garage, bud.
I mean, if you have $1.35
billion. I'm obviously they're gold-digging people. But you know what? Here's a deal. Here's a couple hundred grand for everybody.
Yeah, what's a couple hundred grand?
I mean, I don't even care if it's $1 million. You got $1 billion. Whatever, man. I don't feel sorry for you either.
Yeah. So are you, I mean, I'm kind of disappointed in all, everybody.
I'm team,
here.
They hope they lose all their money.
Everybody.
Everybody loses their money and everybody's broke. I mean, you know what? That's what I want.
Okay, that's maybe a little extreme.
No, I want him to lose all his money and his family to not get any money. Nobody gets any money. Give it all to everybody. You know what? Give it to us. We'll give it away.
Oh, that'd be fun. You promise?
We'll fix the North-South Freeway. We'll get Monroe back opened in just no time. We'll just take care of all this stuff.
Yeah, you promise?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. How about a pinky promise? Is that more?
That
holds more weight to it, right?
Terrible and creepy. So I wish nothing but the best for them. Seems like it, right?
You think things will work out?
Oh, man, I can't wait to go to their place. Hey, let's go have a family dinner. Cool, this will be fun.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Sometimes the text line can get a little confusing because we'll move to a different subject. And then, I'll be like, oh, what does that mean? And then I realize, oh, that was from something we talked about, 15, 20 minutes ago. And maybe somebody is just now getting the time to text.
Kevin James.
So I wasn't really sure if Dilly Bar was about the ice cream or about the mom wanting to move with her daughter. So I don't know what that is. But anyway, Dilly Bar off the text line.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story is brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
All right, well, watch out, all you burger places. This is a warning to you.
Shots fired.
Jay, let me know what you think about this. Pizza Hut, they are officially entering the burger business with a new menu item. It's called the Cheeseburger Melt.
Okay.
It's a Parmesan-coated, thin and crispy crust flooded over a typical burger contents. We're talking beef, applewood smoked bacon, onions, and mozzarella and cheddar cheeses.
All right, so it's a burger, but it's on a pizza crust, or what's it on?
Yeah, thin and crispy crust.
Huh.
Folded like a, I guess, into, I'm assuming like a burger.
I see it now.
And then there's dipping sauces that you can get with it.
Yeah, I see it. They're cutting it like pizza. Wait, but is that like a fried kind of a pizza crust on both top and bottom? I think maybe it is.
I think so.
Huh. I mean, it looks pretty good. I wouldn't call it a burger. I mean, it's not a bun. So
it has to have a...
Well, I mean, it's just not a bun, and it's not a bunless burger either. It just literally looks like... What do they call those? That looks like it has a pizza crust on the top and bottom.
Like a panini more, you're thinking.
Hey, watch your language. We're on the air.
Panini?
Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. But it has burger contents in it. Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, I'd try it. Looks like it's pretty decent.
What?
And the dipping sauces are fun. I mean, I don't know if that makes it a burger. I mean, I don't usually have dipping sauces for my burger. Do you?
Sometimes burgers do have, like you can, it now comes with our new sauce and... Dip it in there.
I don't mind the dipping process. I just am like, I don't usually have a dipping sauce with my burger. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if that counts as a burger, but sure, knock yourselves out, guys.
Yeah, marinara dipping sauce is for one, buffalo dipping sauce, ranch dipping sauce.
That actually looks good. Whatever that buffalo one is that we said? That looks good.
Buffalo chicken served with buffalo dipping sauce and ranch dipping sauce.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's a Parmesan one with ranch, meat lovers with marinara.
Do we have this here, or is this one of those participating only and we don't like you guys? Do we know if it's nationwide?
It says Pizza Hut is officially entering the burger business.
Okay, well.
It doesn't say restrictions apply or anything.
And it doesn't say participating, so it looks like it would be everywhere. No, I think it'd probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait, is that just... No, yeah, that is. It's like a crust on the top and bottom. Okay, so it's kind of bunnish, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a Parmesan-coated thin and crispy crust.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say, because it looks cheesy.
In a good way. I mean, cheese is always a good...
Yeah, no, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Okay, so you would give it 5 burgers. Well, I guess you would have to try it.
Right, I would have to try it.
Yeah, okay.
And it comes in a little box, it looks like, and it's just they're just calling it melts?
It's a cheeseburger melt, yeah.
Cheeseburger melt, okay. Yeah, I don't mind it.
So it's a mashup is what they're saying.
It really looks like one, yeah. Yep.
It really does.
Yeah, it looks like they've just decided to combine a bunch of stuff together and call it a, you know, cheeseburger melt, and sure, you call it whatever you want.
Yeah. Would you rather have it that way or just mixed in a blender?
No, I'll take it that way. Honestly.
See, so it is good.
I'm sort of against blending my bacon and my beef. I don't know. I'm weird that way.
Yeah, that might look kind of strange.
So you can get that. We've offered such good news on food today between the Pizza Hut new Pizza Hut, what is it? Burger, cheeseburger melt?
Yeah, yep. Cheeseburger melt. Yep.
And then the free donuts on Saturday at Krispy Kreme. All you have to do is either look like or sing like Dolly Parton, and you get a free donut or 2 or 10 or whatever it is they're giving you.
Yeah. And just make sure to do it at the right place.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you get the free donut thing for singing or wearing some sort of Dolly garb at all the Krispy Kremes. I just don't know if they have the new Dolly donuts there.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. I just don't know if they have because the Dolly donuts are different. That's going to be, you know, the Dolly Dazzler, the Peachy Keen Cobbler, the Banana Pudding Pie, and the Chocolate Cream Pie. Those are available at participating locations. But the free glazed donuts for either wearing Dolly gear or singing one of her songs, that should be part of all of them. So good luck.
Okay. Imagine having...
And Steve's going to do it on Saturday with his folks. So I'm very excited about that. We'll post that video coming up Saturday afternoon.
Don't take things that you... Don't say... Don't you take things. Don't say things.
You said.
I was... No.
You said.
I said nothing of the sort.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Does feel like summer, though, right?
Oh, man.
Kevin James.
Is that mean to play that on the air like some kids getting ready to go to school? And they're like, Mom! Mom! Mom, the ice cream truck's here. No, it's the idiot on the radio.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah, sorry about that yesterday.
Today, I guess. I apologize for that one.
Yeah, that one's on you, Steve.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who?
Who?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Hello, Lynn.
Good morning.
What you doing?
I'm going to get coffee.
You're going to get coffee? Well, it's perfect because, you know, Dutch Bros brings you beat the show every day. I mean, why not? What's right? What's the order?
Quad espresso.
Quad espresso? Long day?
No, that's my usual.
Oh, okay. Is it so you just do the four? I don't know. I don't know anything, Lynn. Just letting you know that this breaking news, Lynn. Do you just do the 4 shots or do they like put other stuff in it? That might be a dumb question.
Just over ice with a little bit of cream.
Okay. All right. Because I was going to say that I feel like if it was just the 4 shots, that might be like super bitter and acidic and all the rest of that. But I don't know.
It would be without a little bit of cream. And
yeah.
Maybe a splendor or two.
Do you? Oh, there you go. I was going to say, do you do a flavor of cream or you just do the regular?
It's regular.
Okay.
No flavor.
All right, well, let's see if we can't jumpstart your morning here with some Dutch Bros. The category, very excited about the category today, Glenn.
By the way, no flavor. I'm all about that.
No flavor. Yes, yeah. You're as bland as it comes. I thought I was the most bland person in the world, Lynn. Turns out that's why Steve works here now. We needed needed to crown somebody new. No, that's not a bad thing. Well, smile is the category. I will see you in about 75 seconds. Lynn, pass if you get stuck, okay?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
All righty, here we go. Smile is a song from Uncle Cracker. What year did that song get released?
Oh, 21.
Mona Lisa is known for her smile. What famous artist painted the Mona Lisa?
Whoa, Da Vinci. I don't know.
Da Vinci, okay. If you wanted to improve your smile, your dentist might suggest you go where?
I don't pass.
Heath Ledger's Joker had a famous smile in the movie The Dark Knight. What is the name of the fictional city that is the home of Batman?
Gotham City.
Fill in the blank. Smile, you're on blank.
Candid camera.
Tom Cruise has a very nice smile, but never had braces. Is that true or false?
True.
Tell me a joke to make me smile.
Pass.
Okay, fair enough. All right, Jay.
Sorry, Steve. I was lost in thought there. Thank you for waving your arms like that. I was. How'd it go, Lynn? I was lost in thought. I was dozed off for a second. I just checked out. Show's still going, guys. Just in case you're curious.
Yeah.
How'd it go, Lynn?
Not great.
Okay. All right. We'll see. All right. I got the same seven questions. 60 seconds. I'm ready.
All right, EJ. Here we go. Smile is a song from Uncle Cracker. What year did that song get released?
Ooh, it's a good song. I want to play that song. I think we have it. Let me see. Good night. 2012?
Mona Lisa is known for her smile. What famous artist painted the Mona Lisa?
Da Vinci.
If you wanted to improve your smile,
I almost said DiCaprio.
your dentist might suggest you go where?
If you want to improve your smile, your apartment.
Okay. Heath Ledger's Joker and smile is famous for the movie The Dark Knight. What is the name of the fictional city that is home to Batman?
It's Gotham. Gotham City.
Fill in the blank. Smile, you're on blank.
Candid camera.
Tom Cruise has a very nice smile, but never had braces. True or false?
Sure.
So?
True.
Okay. Tell me a joke to make me smile.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell mop who?
I will not.
Okay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Oh, she laughed. I guess I smiled.
Yeah.
I guess.
Smell mop. Yeah, gotcha.
Burn. Am I on candid camera?
I wish.
All right, shall we go over some answers?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Smile is a song from Uncle Cracker. What year did the song get released? Jay, you said...
I think I said 2012.
You said 2012. Lynn, did you say 2021?
Yes.
Okay, it was 2009.
No.
Oh,
sure, so close.
So, you know.
Yeah, was that
2000s.
Closest to, or was I supposed to get that exact?
I was thinking closest to.
You didn't say closest to, so no point.
Okay. Mona Lisa is known for her smile. What famous artist painted the Mona Lisa?
Pick a Leo, any Leo.
not DiCaprio.
Nah, pick a Leo.
Da Vinci is correct. Okay. You both got that right.
All right, 1-1. Good job, Lynn.
Very nice. If you wanted to improve your smile, your dentist might suggest you go where? Lynn passed on that one. Jay, you said apartment?
I said your apartment.
Oh, my apartment.
Your apartment.
Like specifically
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, well, it was yours because you said improve your smile, and if you went to Steve's apartment, you'd probably smile.
Oh, I see.
See what I did there?
I was looking for orthodontist.
Oh, so you weren't looking for your apartment.
Yeah. Was that not a good question?
No,
maybe it wasn't
it
a good
was
question.
It was not. No, okay. No points.
Well, that's why you're doing the questions tomorrow, Jay.
1-1.
Heath Ledger's Joker and smile is famous from the movie The Dark Knight. What is the name of the fictional city that is the home of Batman?
It's Gotham.
You said Gotham.
Gotham City.
Lynn said Gotham City.
Oh, nice.
Same thing. So, Gotham City.
Well done, Lynn.
Yeah. Fill in the blank. Smile.
Fill in the blank.
You're on blank.
Candid camera.
Candid camera. You both got that.
Oh, 3-3.
Yeah, very nice.
Gotham City, Lynn. It's Gotham.
Tom Cruise has he has a very nice smile, doesn't he? But he never had braces. True or false?
What did you say, Lynn?
True.
She said true. Well, you also said true, Jay.
Yeah, I did.
And you both are incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, he actually had braces, I think, when he was like 40-something.
Oh, maybe late 30s. Maybe should have known that, I suppose.
Like that. Number 7, tell me a joke to make me smile. Lynn had to pass on that one.
Oh, man, Lynn.
And we kind of ran out of time.
Yeah,
too,
we kind of did. Yeah. Was that the 7th question?
Yep.
Oh, really? Dang it. Lynn, is when people say, hey, tell a funny joke, is that a hard thing to do? Because, like, especially, like, in the moment?
Feels like right off the cuff it is.
Yeah, I do. I agree. If we didn't have two dumb jokes that we do on the show all the time, I would never have a joke. But luckily, I can just continue to revert back to the same two non-funny ones we have here. So.
I was going to say, I think I've heard this one before.
Yeah, have you heard the second one, too?
What's the second one?
Oh, man. So there's these two sausages.
Oh, no, wait, this does sound familiar.
In a pan. Yeah. Yeah. You ever heard this one, Lynn?
Something about a talking sausage.
Lynn, hold on. We'll get you some Dutch Bros, okay?
Take care.
Hold on for a second.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, no. Oh,
boy,
dear.
I think she's actually hurt.
No,
there.
I think.
Kevin James.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Okay, Steve, impress me.
All right, Jay. Americans.
So far, so good.
We can be smart, right?
Oh, heavens. Sure.
All right. What percentage of Americans think that they're smarter than the average American? What do you think?
Too many.
Do you think it's a high number?
Smarter than average?
Yeah. And it's us thinking that we're smarter.
Yeah, right. It's just their own opinion. Yeah, like 68%.
Ooh. You are super, super close. 65% of people think that they are.
I can see that.
Yeah. Would you say you're in that category?
I mean, you like to think that, right? That you're smarter than the average person. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
What's it hurt?
I mean, maybe your ego when you find out you're not.
You're actually not. I mean, when you prove it.
Yeah, I don't know how you go about proving that you're smarter.
I mean, it may be just an IQ thing at some point, but...
Yeah, I guess you could figure out what the average IQ is for everybody in the U.S. and then figure out what your IQ is.
I mean, if you really want to feel bad about yourself, then you can take an IQ test.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
I've never done that before. Have you?
We were going to do it one time on the air, and then we didn't do it because we had a website, but Kevin couldn't find it on the internet, so... If you can't find the IQ test,
that's when you know.
That's how you know, yeah.
You just spent the entire time searching for it.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I just Google, take an IQ test. He's like, well, I can't find it. And I'm like, never mind.
That's rough.
It was. And so then we just left it there. People are like, well, did you ever take it? We're like, no, after that, are you kidding me?
Okay, so you've never done it before then?
No, huh?
Okay, what do you, I don't even know what is involved in an IQ test. Is it a lot of multiple choice or is it short answer or
I think there are a variety of different ones, but I'm going to say 20 questions.
Oh, is that it?
I'm just guessing.
Oh, wow.
Actually, let me just Google. Hold on a second.
Well, you sure you're going to find it?
Oh, look, it came right up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's wow. Quick IQ test.
Are you smarter than the average member on the
Find out how. Yeah, right. Can you Google? You win. Find out how smart you are with this 22-question IQ challenge. The average IQ in America is 98. So there you go.
Is that good? I don't even know what the number. I know like in the hundreds is good, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at shows you by country where we rank, and we rank a little lower than maybe we should.
Okay.
Oh, man, I could insert a really funny joke. We rank 28th in the world, according to IQ, according to this website, anyway.
Okay. Well, 28 would not be a good number.
No, that would be low.
I know that.
Yep. Congrats on that, by the way.
Thank you. Does that give me a point?
You know what? 1 point for you.
Okay. Excellent.
Oh, and it is timed. It says there's a 20-minute time limit, so I can't take it right now. I don't have 20 minutes to figure out my IQ.
Okay. Oh, so is that an IQ test or is it?
It
just
is. It's so a quick IQ test. 22 questions in 20 minutes, and if you want to figure out and maybe really ruin your day.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I don't know. I don't know that that's going to go well. Yeah. So, yeah. But if you really want to ruin your day, Steve, go ahead and try it.
Okay. But, I mean, 65% of people think that they're smarter than the average American. That has nothing to do with IQ test.
No, necessarily. Yeah. It could be, you know what? Maybe you scored more than three on Beat the Show.
Scored more than.
I'll slow it down for you.